Sagt der Gemischte weiter mit sagt der Schwies Perik Zayin Mishna Beis Void Klal Acher Amru. And there's yet another klal when it comes to the Halachis of Shmita. Sagt der Mishna. Kol shehu meichel ada. Anything that a person can eat. Umeichel behema or an animal can eat. Umimin hatzayven, or it's from something that you can make dye out of, to paint or color things. Umeskayim be'aretz. And here's where it's different from the previous Mishnah. These things don't rot in the ground. If you leave it in the field, they don't have an expiration date. So yesh lo shvias, it has kiddushas shmita. The halachis of shmita apply to these things. You have to make it hefker. You can't do business with it. You can't let it get ruined. Uled damav shvias, and if you sell it, the kiddusha goes over to the money. What's different is ein loy beer. You don't have a chiyuv to be mevayret, because it's not something that disappears from the field. It doesn't go out of season. The ein ledam of beer. And if you sell it, there's no chiyuv of beer on the money. So you can take these things into your house. Yes, you have to listen to the halachas of shmita, but what you're not going to have to do is take it out of your house at one point, because that refers to the things that no longer exist on the field. But these things don't rot in the field. Ezu, what's included in this? Sakta Mishnah. Iker haluf hashaita, the root of the luf hashaita, the wild luf, the iker hadandana, and the root of the mint. We are carbonin. It's a kind of grass that works its way up a palm tree, and like wraps itself around the tree. Some have a girsa akrabonin. It's a kind of plant that its leaves look like a scorpion. They have that shape. The achal bitzin. These are the roots of the milk plant that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. We said that its flowers are white as milk, or according to some, when you cut it, there's a type of milky substance that comes out. The buchriya. Buchriya is a kind of grass. In Arabic, it's called kanagar. The Aruch says it has an extremely pleasant fragrance. So whatever we just listed now are Macholi Adam and Macholi Behema. What's different about them is they last in the earth. They don't disappear from the earth. They don't rot in the earth, meaning to say. And therefore there's no Chayvas beer. Umiminat Tzayvim, from the kinds of plants that are used for dye, that have Shemitah, but they're Pater on beer because they don't rot. Hapua v'harichba. You want the dictionary definition? Pua is a plant called madder, M-A-D-D-E-R. Richba is a plant called the dyer's weed. Dyers, people that paint things, use it, kind of a weed. You make paint out of it, and it lasts in the ground. So memele yeshlem shvias litmeyen shvias, all these things have shmita. And if you sell it, the money you get for it has shmita. There's kiddush on the money. But ain't lahem beer. They don't have the halacha of beer. There's no time you have to take it out of your house. V'loy l'demeyan beer. And if you sell it, there's no din that you have to take the money out of the house. Reb Meir disagrees on this. Reb Meir says, demeyan mizbadin ad Rosh Hashanah. If you sold these things and you have the money, no, you're going to have to take that money and buy peiros with kiddush hashvias. You can't just keep it in your house. And it has to be done before Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year. And if Rosh Hashanah came and went and you didn't take it out of your house yet, you have to do it then. Amrullah said, the Chachamim said to Reb Meir, Lehen ain't beer. You admit that these things themselves don't have beer, you have to take it out of your house? But if you sell it, you have to take the money out of your house? So if there's no beer for these things themselves, Kal v'chaymeh le demeyah, for sure for their money. In other words, like, we don't understand you, Rebbe Meir. How could you say there's no beer for the peiros? But if you sell the peiros, then you have to take the money out of your house. What does Reb Meir hold? Why is Reb Meir more machmir with the money than these things themselves? And the answer is, explains about Tanura, the peiri you can tell. Oh, that's a Shemitah peiri. I'm not scared that if he leaves it in his house, he's going to start selling it. But money, you can't tell on the money where it comes from. So all of a sudden he has a good deal. Oh, I have money in the drawer, let me use it. That's what Reb Meir is concerned for. Memela, I want you lechatchila to know you can't keep the money in your house. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Mishnah Beis. There's a shaila a little bit in the Girsas. But we're going with the Girsa that anything that's a Michael Adam and Michael Behema, and you use it to make colors to dye, and in this case it's Miskayim Ba'aretz. It doesn't rot in the ground. So while it has the Kiddush of Shemitah, and if you sell it, the money has the Kiddush of Shemitah, what you don't have is the mitzvah of beer. It doesn't rot in the ground, so it's available for the Chaya. If it's available for the Chaya, you don't have to take it out of your house. And for that matter, if you sell it, on the money there is no beer. And the Mishnah gave us the list of these things that are in the category of Michael Adam, Michael Behema, or they produce dyes, but they don't have an expiration date in the ground, the roots of the luf hashait, of the wild luf, the roots of the mint plant, the kind of grass that grows around palm trees, the roots of the netzachalav plant, the buchria plant, some type of a herb, you said with a cinnamon-like smell, then as far as the plants that produce dye, that stay in the ground and don't rot away, we have the pua plant and the richba plant. Again, these things have the halachis of Shemitah. You can't be mafgrit, you can't sell it, you can't allow it to be destroyed. If you do sell it, the money, has Kiddush HaShemitah. But what they don't have is a chi of beer. There's no time you have to take it out of your house because it's always available for the chayah on the field. Reb Meir says, if you sell it, the money has to be taken out of your house by Rosh Hashanah. And again, exactly what you have to do with it, we'll see later. The Chachamim asked, okay, clearly you have a reason, Reb Meir, for what you're saying, but Lamaisa, if there's no beer, chi of beer on the peri itself, how can you say that when you sell it, there should be a chi of beer on the money? And Reb Meir's answer to that would be, explains about Tanura, with the money, I'm scared if you leave it in your house, he's going to come to do business with it, because it's not recognizable. You can't tell where it comes from. Can't tell that it's Shemitah money. The payers themselves, these things, or these plants, you can see that it's Shemitah plant, so I'm not so worried about you leaving it in your house. I know you're going to treat it properly.